I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm strapped with my 45 special.
Boy, welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show with your hosts Rob and Key.
The sun's is setting. The sun's is setting.
Bye-bye.
Dude,
why does it? You know, I want people out there to swear that we worked on that right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Seriously, if I heard that, I'd be like, man, they'd be practicing right before they come over. Seriously, we don't do that stuff, man. It's funny.
That
dude,
was 100%
funny.
Off. It was free. You know what I'm saying? No charge.
No charge.
No charge. Straight Bogart. You know what I'm saying?
So anyway, speaking of no charge.
I went to the game last night.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been charged.
I went free. You know what I'm saying? We went to the Lexus Club. But see, they got me.
What's the Lexus Club?
It's these seats, this leather seats, is seat 117, but you can go up to the Lexus Club where they have this gourmet buffet.
Free food?
It ain't free. It's $30 a head. But you know, we figured it, like, you know, me and Mrs. Holmes, brother. Me and Mrs. Holmes, we went out there. She got free tickets. We went out there. We had free parking. So it was like, you know,
man,
what?
Hold on, man. That's the first time I've heard my boy Key say Mrs. Holmes. You got to understand, I've known this fool for 18 years, and he just said Mrs. Holmes. All right,
oh,
go back.
I miss it. Mrs. Holmes,
Mrs. Holmes.
So me and Mrs. Holmes, we went to the Lexus Club, right? And we dropped the $60. You know what I'm saying? They had the nerve to put the tip line in there. Like, I paid with the credit card. Like, it's a buffet. Am I supposed to tip? I was confused. I was kind of shook.
Did you tip?
Come on, man. You know me.
Right, so anyway,
you know, I tipped 20%.
I'm just putting. No. So was the foods $30 worth?
Dude, they had like some prime rib. They had salmon. They had it on rice. I mean, you can eat all you want. Oh, they had a Sunday buffet. You would have collapsed that.
Dude, if they had prime rib, that's a $30 buffet.
Yeah. But you know, then I tried to take my little swagger. I still got the dang old wristband.
Oh my god! I just noticed that right now. Mind you, he's wearing one of those plastic wristbands, the ones that you got to drink when you go to the fair. You get one of them low, not the plastic ones, but the paper ones that are. I mean, seriously, the paper ones, you can only take those off with a machete. For some reason, those are the most incredible little bands.
I showered in it already.
Dude, seriously, you cannot take those things off. It's amazing. So he has one of these things on from a buffet. So that buffet must have been good, because usually you don't hand out them things for a buffet.
Well, see, the whole thing is, I go up there, Suns, man, I mean, it's like the Suns, you just knew they was going to lose the game. They're so whack. I go up there and I try to get a refreshment, try to get some ice water, try to get a bottle of water, and try to get a beer. And I flashed this up there like my $30 mess up. They said $12.
That's how it
is. What? I mean, I knew it wasn't going to work.
Right, but you still try to run
atypical game. You know what I'm saying? So basically, the bottom line is, it wasn't free, because I still went out there and spent $70.
But you would have spent $140. So anyway.
How would have I spent $140?
If you would have bought them tickets to get in the Lexus
Club. First of all, you know me.
Just looking at it that way, though, you could have spent $140, because it would have cost probably $70 more to be in that Lexus
Club. That right there is, I can't fathom those thoughts. I cannot imagine giving someone money. $100. First of all, the face value was $115 each.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, that alone, I was outside debating, hey, baby, can we sell these tickets? But I mean, obviously, I wouldn't do that. But,
they said no?
No, I mean, it was, and then the Suns, I mean, I felt like I don't have to watch the Suns all year. That was definitely it.
That was the Suns in a bottle.
Because I wrote an article following Sunday's game. If you read the column talking about the Sunday's game, and my optimistic soul still had a little hope, like, you know, we can win this Dallas game.
They knew this. Remember last week we talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, you still had held out hope. There was a glimmer of hope. They beat the Lakers 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man. I heard about that, though. That was in Jamaica.
They beat the Lakers.
My mom, and you know, my mom told me, because she's over there. My mom loved the Suns. My mom said, oh, Kiki, you heard the Suns beat the Lakers. What? This is the day after the win.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, we was a little motivated about that. But, yeah, realistically, after watching last night's game, after watching Sunday's game, they might as well just start playing Stromile Swift. Stromile Swift was on the bench yesterday. He does not say one word to one person. It was like he was I can't even put words to like how
we traded for, right? The Suns traded for.
Yeah, wait, look at you saying we again.
No, just because I wanted to relate to you.
No. Look how you saying we. But Stromile Swift was on there like, he was just sitting on the bench reminding me of something. I just can't put my hand
like
on
he,
it.
Nobody was saying like a
he,
word to him.
Yeah, like he was a monster or something. Or like he had a felony case and no one wanted to talk about it.
Like he was just sitting there and nobody was saying a word to him.
Oh, man. Yeah, the not
Suns,
a word.
Man, I'm just, man, I mean, I knew this a long time ago. I think people are just realizing now, but just, the Suns are done, man. I mean, I respect Shaq. That, they got Shaq and Leandro Barbosa. That's all they got.
Oh,
in my
I love
life.
Leo. And I'm going to put you like this. If your son, let's say your youngest son is a Suns fan, and I don't know if he is or he isn't. He said, "Daddy, I want a Suns jersey. I want it for my birthday, real bad."
Jalen can't talk. He is 1 year
old. Your second oldest son.
Okay, good.
I need a Suns. What Suns jersey would you buy today for your son that he wanted one, but you had to first of all get somebody that you proud that he represent. Second of all, know somebody going to be on the team for about 3-4 years. He can wear it for a little while, save a little bit of money. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. I get him Larry Nance.
No throwbacks. That's another rule. That's another rule. But I like that one too. That's another
rule. You got to be Larry Nance. Yeah.
But on the throwback level, can I have my answer? Gar Hurd.
Or Fat Lever?
He never played with the Suns.
Oh, yeah,
he went
to Gar Hurd. Yeah, Gar Hurd. What number was Gar Hurd?
I don't know. But it would just be the jersey Hurd around the world.
So who would I want? 22. Barbosa.
It has to be. That's the one, man, huh? He's the one. It
has to be Barbosa.
Maybe Nash, though. I don't think Nash going nowhere. I mean, he's an MVP.
Crickets.
I'm just saying, like, Barbosa's is my answer, too. But I'm just trying to think of alternatives.
If they don't trade Nash next year, they're crazy. Let me tell you something. Right now, Stoudemire, they're in a bind with him. They're not going to get a chance to see what type of player he's at next year. They're going to have to actually work him out. Hopefully that he's good enough to trade by the trading deadline next year.
Dude, I just realized right now I have no hope in my basketball world anytime soon.
Not anytime soon.
In anything.
Seriously, it's going to fall off.
I'm going to start hooping again. Matter of fact, I was hooping last Saturday when I
in
got
Jamaica?
Back.
In Jamaica?
No, here, oh. Dog.
Do you have to hoop in Jamaica with bare feet?
Look at your stereotyping, man. They got better gear than you got on right now. I can tell you that. I can tell you I'd rather hang out with some of my people that was working at the resort, hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Man, Cartel was the last man standing.
Okay, anyway. But so, but you hooping now then? What you about to get back to hooping right now?
Cartel, bring out the casket. So 2009, no make no more plans.
So you going back? So you hooping now?
Look, I hoop once, man. I mean, my game is kind of, I got a little bit of game left, but, you know, my stamina, my muscles is a little older. You know what I'm saying? Blame it on the beard.
Dude, 37-year-old beard.
I'm not 36. Okay, 36. Yeah. I'm 35, first of all.
You're going to be 36.
Your birthday coming soon. What you going to do?
Man, I don't know.
You going to turn 40? The big 4-0.
Whatever, dog.
The big 4-0.
I'll be 3-7 player.
You and Kurt Warner the same age.
I'll be 3-7. For me and Shaq are the same. In fact, Shaq's like 10 days younger than I am.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember.
Y'all probably got the same amount of kids, too.
Over 5?
I think so, man.
I think Shaq got 5, too.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of Kurt Warner and he signed, did you have a thought that LT might sign here for some weird reason? Like, I don't know why I thought that or why I even hoped it. I don't even want it to happen. But for some reason, you know how you create sports stories
right.
that you want to maybe see and
right.
break the news? Like,
right.
That's my goal is when we get to that level, I want to be the one just flying around breaking sports stories.
Yeah. Busting on people's hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
I got a hot story. This is Peabody Holmes.
I got a hot story.
You wouldn't believe this right now.
Yeah.
But the World Baseball Classic is going national.
Exactly. They're changing the format.
They're changing the format. I've already reported it 6 years ago, and now it's come to fruition. Peabody Holmes out.
I've just changed the format. Mavado 1 Sting 4
Cartel is gonna come back. So you just wanna break stories? But how do we get on the part of breaking stories? What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about, first of all, we're talking about your age. And
okay.
then we're trying to get into this football talk about breaking.
Oh, okay. LaDainian.
The whole thing about LaDainian.
I hate LaDainian. Okay. Let me tell you something. I don't like crybabies. He's a crybaby.
Yeah.
Man.
You know why I don't like Chargers? I don't like the Chargers. One, is a lot of it to do with LT.
Phillip Rivers.
Oh, my goodness. And then the way when they did the, they were crying. It was the whole Sean Merriman, the lights out
right,
dance.
Right.
But then they do it or something like they say that's not a class act when Belichick didn't shake their hands.
Right.
But then they want to do the lights out. It was just so weird.
They're just walking dichotomies, man. All of them.
Is that a word of the day without having a word of the day?
Dichotomy.
Walking.
Yeah. Walking. No, but it really true, because to me, they complain about stuff being, it's kind of like when you're learning to be a leader, you complain about it, but yet you haven't shown the example to it. And when you really know a leader, when the heat's applied, mm-hmm. and to me, LT hasn't shown much. Mm-hmm. He's actually shown the ability to crack. And then he was a crybaby talking about the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I don't hear nothing about that, man. So he signed. That's the best thing for them, really, because if you got Darren Sproles, there's going to be 50-50 next year. Uh-huh. I think LT, if he's healthy at the end of the year, they're still going to, I mean, look at dude. See, that's what to me is real suspect, is that LT, to me, is probably one of the only Hall of Famers who's played in the wackest division for most of his career. Mm. He's had to face the Raiders, the Chiefs, and the Broncos. The last 5 years, LT's run has been when this conference has been horribly down.
I'll give it to you as far as him facing a worse rushing defenses. The teams have been okay. I mean,
defenses.
Yeah.
And that's why he's balled in the last 5 years. But he still, you know, he had 1,100 yards last year, dog, and 11 secretly. Touchdowns. That's still a nice year, man. Steve Slayton, rookie of the year, those numbers. So,
exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, he's still bald, but him 50-50 and then kind of giving him 60-40 during the playoffs next year is still a positive thing. Vincent Jackson and, I mean, Phillip Rivers, I mean, I can't tell you, man, I really hate the way he throws.
Oh, but speaking of hate, I love when you hate things that I don't love.
No, see, I hate the way Phillip Rivers throws. I've always told you that.
I hate that. Yeah, but I hated him when he came out of college.
But he's been balling, though. Yeah. I mean, he's been getting the ball, but Vincent Jackson's been balling. Mm-hmm. They got, like, young core wide receivers, and Antonio Gates been healthy. So I think they got maybe 1 or 2 years left in the run, and if Darren Sproles stays healthy, they maybe got 3 years. But the San Diego Chargers, man, I mean.
Speaking of hate, I mean, the San Diego Chargers, they have a chance, and we both hate them.
Right.
What other NFL teams do you hate? What's your most hated NFL team?
Gosh, I have to say there's plenty of them, but
come on,
two of them is the Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, I hate the Cowboys and I hate the Patriots.
I hate the Patriots too,
though. Yeah, it's like I love,
but I don't hate them as much because Randy Moss joined them.
I love football because football is a sport where you can just hate a team.
It's okay to hate football.
Yeah, like
that's
that
a violent
team.
Sport. You can say I hate
and
them.
You can hate that same team for decades regardless of the players.
You don't even get questioned on it either, man. You just hate them.
Yeah. Like you don't even call
the organization.
You're not even called a hater.
No, you're
hate them.
You hate the organization. Yeah. And people respect that. Like you'll walk into a bar and tell you guys I hate them and then be like, I respect that, man, because I hate your team too.
And one last topic, speaking of hate in the NFL before we leave, I want to talk about the T.O. dynamics going to the Bills.
Well, I hate T.O.
When do you hate the Bills now?
I hate them.
What about Marshawn Lynch?
But you know what? But here's the whole thing. Marshawn Lynch. Well, here's the whole thing. I hate them, but I hate them enough to love to watch them. You think you ain't going to watch that? What about Randy Moss against T.O., dude?
They play twice.
Twice next year. You swear that ain't must-CV? Must-CV?
Oh, and you know what? Another thing, and I know Parcells isn't on the sideline, but Dolphins. Miami, yeah.
Wow.
You know?
The Jets. I mean, that's it. All of a sudden, I mean, but you have to admit, dude, the personality can control the NFL, can it, man? I mean, because T.O. goes there and it just changed. Lee Evans, all of a sudden, I'm like, I got to write him down and pick him up.
I got to pick up Lee Evans, Trent Edwards.
But I know Yaki going to have the lockdown on
who
that.
Is Yaki? Can you explain it to our listeners?
Okay, so let me tell you something, dude. So everybody
else. Introduce
there.
Yaki.
Okay, we're going
to
introduce, throughout the year, we'll probably introduce some of our friends so you can get a background. Yeah. So when we mention them, you'll know what we're talking about. Yaki is a man who is similar to what they called the cyborg back in the day, who can just collect information and spew. That's him talking right there. And only, but it's through the computer. So you just read his emails. He's amazing. So amazing. Yaki is right now already doing mock drafts for his fantasy football. And we're in March. And you don't think I'm playing? He's laughing right now because you're listening, Yak. He's laughing. And it's really true. We're like, I'm not making it. You know, people just do it for radio. I'm not making this up, dude. Seriously.
Do you notice this right here?
What?
When you start mentioning Yaki in fantasy, you notice this running down my
cheek. That little tear
right
down your ear?
Yeah.
Down your,
I'm crying out my ears.
Dude, seriously, you're bleeding out your ears. You're angry, actually.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yaki beat me by 7 points
in
our fantasy football
league. I lost by
5 points.
I do not care. I lost by 5.
This is 7 points, and it was going into the Sunday night game, and I was
Wait, hold on. I'm down by 25 points in Mesa right now.
I was down by 25 points, and I had Antonio Gates and Brandon Marshall.
Did you just say Antonio like you were Antonio?
I said it like Cuban, man. I was Tony Montana.
Antonio Gates.
I had Antonio Gates, and I had Brandon Marshall.
And both of them, what? Them bleachers, they let you down? The bleachers let you down?
Oh, man.
They let you down, dog? Then you lost by seven. So,
they let me down, man.
He's a stats guy. So the reason why we're talking about that is because T.O. and Lee Evans, that changes the game from the fantasy perspective, but also just from excitement. I mean, that's going to bring – they already love the Patriots on TV. Seriously, that's a document. So now the Patriots are going to be on TV twice more playing the Bills, and that's just T.O. versus Randy Moss. So you know what? Thanks, you guys. You know, that's how we're going to end it.
That's how we're going to end it. We're going to give you some things that we talk about next show. We definitely bring back word of the day.
Fan interaction.
We're going to read some emails.
Hey, you know what? And sorry – that we have not read your emails in a couple of weeks. We were real backed up, so we're going to read some emails on Friday.
So, most importantly, we're going to be revisiting ASU U of A game. I'm so glad
I'm
so glad you didn't think about that. this light up. But we're going to be talking about that heavy. We didn't want to give a preview. We're going to give the review.
Right. And you know what? And all you ASU fans right now, email right now.
Email right now.
And I will check your time that you email. Yeah. Don't be emailing me after the game is over. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not beating us two times in a row. Ooh. That's not happening.
Man.
Because we got two Pac-10 players of the year. Even though we had to make 10 spots so you could get Pendergraph on
Gully
there.
Side. Look at you.
No, seriously, man. I'm seriously.
Look at his eyeball. You over there looking like
I'm
a
telling you,
young Mavado right now.
Take you and James Harden and your point guard Derek Klasser. Yeah. You guys bring it on. Because I'm telling you right now, it's over. U of A is about to do it, and you guys might not make it to the tournament.
I'm looking like James Harden. Huh?
You are James Harden right now. That's why I'm so aggressive right now.
Because I got my beard.
And I'm a bleacher, so I'm Chase Budinger. So anyway, Atypical Sports Show. Much love.
Glad to be back, America.
Glad to be back. We out.
Later.